In the U.S. House of Representatives on January 4, 2021, Representative Emanuel Cleaver of Missouri closed a prayer to mark the swearing-in of the 117th Congress. He changed the traditional Amen and instead said Amen and a woman. Amen contains the sound men, but it is not connected to the English word men, meaning adult males. The men from Amen is from a Hebrew word meaning truth. The word is used at the end of a prayer to signify agreement with the prayer's message. But it also can be used to show agreement to the truth of any statement. The representative's words show the desire among the members of Congress to use gender-inclusive language. He may have thought the word Amen excluded women and changed it in the same way we would say men and women of the military. In grammatical terms, gender refers to how many languages divide mainly nouns and adjectives into one of three groups. The groups or categories are feminine, masculine, and neutral. Feminine means related to the female sex. Masculine means related to the male sex. English does not use grammatical gender. Our words, however, do often speak directly to biological gender, a state of being either female or male. In America, increasingly, people are seeking to avoid language based in biological gender. The House Committee on Rules announced rules for the new Congress in January. The new rules demand language changes to avoid terms considered sexist or discriminatory in other ways. The Rules Committee explained that their goal in writing the new rules is to include all those who work with Congress and their families, including those who are non-binary, identifying as neither male nor female. The words they chose to avoid include such words as father, mother, son, daughter, brother, sister, uncle, aunt, nephew, niece, husband, wife, grandson, or granddaughter. Instead, the rule calls for using parent, child, sibling, parent's sibling, sibling's child, spouse, or grandchild. These guidelines only restrict Congress's documented language. The use of gendered words in speech is not part of the new rules. This was evidenced on January 13th, when Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker of the House of Representatives, opened a debate on impeaching President Donald Trump using gendered language. I stand before you as a wife, a mother, a grandmother, a daughter, Pelosi said. A daughter whose father proudly served in this Congress. The new House rules also identified words to be used in connection with job or occupational positions. For example, the leader of a committee will be described as the chair. Words such as member or delegate replace the pronouns she and he. And herself or himself is replaced by themself. Changes like these are becoming more common. In 2019, several language expert groups named they both the word of the year and the word of the decade. The American Dialect Society named My Pronouns the Word of the Year for 2019. Colin's Surname, a singer and songwriter who lives in Britain, has written a song to teach us about using the singular pronoun they.
Singular they is really easy. Singular they is here to stay. It's been around since 1350, and it's a word you already say. think when you don't know someone's gender, so you refer to them as they. I just did it when I said them then. What a convenient display.
And that's Everyday Grammar. I'm Jill Robbins.